2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news about this community and the changing world around us. Get important news and moments of encouragement on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good evening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Before we get to KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report, we just got word that the president is planning to speak from his golf course in New Jersey just after 5 o'clock. We're waiting for those remarks. We'll bring them to you live here on KSL News Radio. Now, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. 8 hours later, the closure in Parley's Canyon is set to end soon. They're going to reopen. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live near the site of that fire right now. Paul, what's going on?
Well, I just spoke with officials with a Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, and they told me just minutes ago, great news, I-80 is going to reopen in both directions right about now. And keep in mind, that was a few minutes ago. So if you plan on using I-80 to go between Park City and Salt Lake City, that looks like it will be available for drivers. UDOT Incident Management Team State Leader Jeff Reynolds says the reason why they needed to close it was to make sure that there was a safe flight path for the choppers dumping water on the blaze. Looks like a sound problem there, but they're calling this a soft closure, and that means that they could close it again if the fire makes it necessary. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
So again, they're going to reopen I-80 as soon as it happens. We'll tell you exactly then. KSL News Time 5:01. Police say a man driving a motorhome was pulling a trailer through Kearns and crashed, starting a fire this morning. Unified Police Detective Kevin Mallory says they found out the trailer was stolen.
And they're trying to determine if the motorhome itself was, but because it burst into flames, they weren't able to get the VIN number off it yet, so they're still trying to get the information they need.
Best we can tell, no one was hurt in the incident. Plain City's fire chief would like to talk to the people who rescued a woman from a burning car. It happened early this morning, and KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas says they don't know who the heroes were.
The woman's car left the road at about 5300 West and 2150 North in Plain City. It crashed into a tree, rolled over, and caught fire. Chief T.J. Larson says a couple of people got there quickly and flagged down some passing cars for help.
Between the occupants of those two cars and the two individuals that were on scene, they were able to pull the victim out of the car.
The 40-year-old woman was flown to the hospital with burns and other serious injuries. Larson says he'd like to thank those rescuers and make sure they're okay. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:03. At least 16 are dead, dozens injured after a plane crash in India today. Todd Fuchs has KSL's top national stories.
Jeff, an Air India Express plane crashed after skidding off the runway today and breaking in two. The plane was attempting to land at the airport in Kerala. The two pilots are among those 16 who died, 46 seriously injured. India's civil aviation minister says with rainy conditions, the plane overshot the runway. Congress is finishing the week off still short of a new deal for unemployment benefits. ABC's Dave Packer with that.
With the expiration of the $600 a week unemployment benefit and no replacement yet from Congress, President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says the president could take action on his own.
He wants a payroll tax cut, which we can do by executive authority.
And those emergency unemployment benefits would stay, but
we're supplementing that with rewards to work. See, that's the key.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican candidate for lieutenant governor probably has coronavirus. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Senator Deidre Henderson tweeting that two of her immediate family members have tested positive, and now she's experiencing symptoms. She says she hasn't gotten a positive test confirmed yet, but expects her results to be that when she gets them back. She adds they're following strict isolation and quarantine protocols. Her running mate, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, says he has no reason to think he's been exposed. He says he hasn't been with her in the past week, and when they do meet, they wear masks. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following this hour. While the president is considering executive action on coronavirus aid, he's using it when it comes to TikTok. The president signed an executive order to ban U.S. companies from doing any sort of transaction with TikTok's parent company. The order will go into effect in 45 days. The president wants Microsoft to buy the app before then. KSL News Time 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now I'm looking at a live shot of I-80 at Jeremy Ranch, and it looks like they are in the process of moving some of those cones. We'll keep you posted when I-80 is fully open. We do have a new crash northbound on I-15, about 146 south, blocking a left lane of traffic. A vehicle fire northbound I-15, Bangor Highway, blocking two right lanes of traffic. Expect delays in Draper and Bluffdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.